This is why I'm kind of having a hard time understanding how the NBA is going to receive $75 billion in their next TV deal. The WWE, for example, they got $5 billion from Netflix. Their weekly ratings dominate the NBA during the regular season. NFL got $110 billion. I can understand that. Matter of fact, if you're comparing the NFL to the NBA and what they're about to receive, you can make a strong case that at $110 billion, the NFL is being undervalued. The NFL's doing something that's a foreign concept to the NBA. The NFL is actually growing their audience. Last season, the NFL averaged 18 million viewers, their second most watched regular season since 1995, when ratings began to be tracked. During the 90s, the Super Bowl, it was pulling 80, 85 million viewers. A couple of months ago, the Super Bowl, it drew over 120 million. What is that? Over a third of the country? You would have to combine the ratings from the last 2 years for every game of the NBA Finals to reach 120 million people. If you haven't already, be sure to like and subscribe. If you want to support the channel, link for channel memberships in the description below. Matt Vincent, longtime subscriber, he signed up for memberships yesterday. Appreciate you, Matt. Going to be launching the Discord server exclusive for channel members later on this week. So come join us. Sign up for memberships today. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's KC_BTL84. All right, the 2024 NBA playoffs. The 2024 NBA playoffs so far have been an absolute disaster. Now, it hadn't been all bad. There have been some positives. Anthony Edwards is emerging as the new face of the league. Now, of course, the mainstream media, they are doing him a disservice by constantly comparing him to Michael Jordan. But Anthony Edwards, he has the potential to carry the NBA through the next decade. It won't be long before the media starts pressuring him to move to a bigger market. For some reason, the mainstream media, they only want to focus on teams like the Lakers, the Celtics, the Knicks, the Rainbow Warriors. According to the media, there's only 5 or 6 teams in the NBA. The other 23 or 24 teams, they simply don't exist. There have been some positives so far, though, in the NBA playoffs, but overall, it has been disastrous. Let's start with the ratings for the first round. For starters, I mentioned the NFL growing their audience. I mentioned how last season was the second most watched NFL regular season since 1995. In 95, the NBA averaged 3.7 million viewers for the first round of the playoffs. Now, obviously, this number was boosted by the return of Michael Jordan, but that should not be a problem for the modern NBA, right? I mean, according to Shannon Sharp, hey, it's me, Shay Shay. According to Shay, the NBA, they have the luxury of LeBron James, the man he constantly calls Billy Goat. If you listen to the grown man who calls himself Shay, LeBron James, he is the greatest to ever touch a set of balls. The league also has the added benefit of including out-of-home viewership. Meaning, if there are 300 people in Club Shay Shay and one of the 30 TVs is showing the NBA playoffs, the 300 male birthing persons in the Den of Iniquity, they are counted as viewers instead of being counted as identifiers. Even though most of them are probably watching the mesmerizing moves of the dancing queen Jackie Mahomes and not the NBA playoffs. But 1995, 3.7 million for the first round of the NBA playoffs. 2024, 3.1 million. Unlike the NFL, the NBA, they have shown no growth in the last 30 years. But according to the media, this is great! Woohoo! Yes, yes, yes. Even though ratings are down 9%, this is the NBA's second best performance in the first round since 2018. That's how bad things are right now for the NBA. Your ratings are in the pooper, and it's your second best performance in the last 6 years. The usual excuses are being made. The biggest stars in the league, which are also the oldest stars in the league, LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, they combine for a total of 1 win in the postseason. I keep hearing about this changing of the guard in the NBA. The changing of the guard, it should have happened 2 or 3 years ago. If the media was promoting young stars like Anthony Edwards and Jalen Brunson 2 years ago, maybe casual fans would be willing to watch them. How many of you guys even knew that Anthony Edwards was the number one overall pick in the draft? I would be willing to bet that most of you guys didn't know that. And you didn't know because all the mainstream media wants to talk about is LeBron James and Steph Curry. Cavs Magic, that series made it to 7 games in the first round. Now this is game 7, win or go home. The game was in Cleveland on Sunday. Now you would think ESPN and ABC would put this game in a coveted time slot, either prime time on Sunday night or the mid-afternoon time slot, which is around 2:30 Central, 3:30 Eastern. I wanted to watch this game. I grew up a big fan of the Orlando Magic. My great-grandmother, she was a huge LSU fan, and she loved Shaquille O'Neal. When he was drafted by the Magic in the early 90s, I followed the team as a child and kept following the Magic through the Dwight Howard era. Once Dwight Howard left Orlando for another team, I lost interest in the Magic. But I wanted to watch this game on Sunday because I have been keeping up with this series. The Magic have a good young core of young players. They haven't advanced past the first round in over a decade. The fan base in Orlando, they are starving for a winner. I didn't check the schedule. I assumed the game would be on at 2:30. The reason I assumed that is because I didn't think the league and the networks would be dumb enough to put the game on at noon. I finished my video Sunday, went out to lunch, came home around 2 o'clock, turned the game on, and it's damn near over. Looks like I wasn't the only one because a pivotal Game 7 only drew 4.3 million viewers on ABC. Down 20% compared to last year. Outside of the COVID year in 2020, this was the least watched Game 7 since 2019. Sports Media Watch, they attributed the low number to the matchup featuring two low-profile teams, which, that is the truth, but who makes them low-profile? I had someone email me last week. He's from Cleveland. He's a big fan of the Cavs. He watched 4 hours of ESPN during the morning, which was Get Up the Wiener with Mike Greenberg and First Take with Shay and A. 4 hours of programming on ESPN, and they failed to mention one of the most exciting series in the first round in 4 hours. They didn't even bring it up once. Now, you might be wondering, why did ABC put the game on at noon? Well, there was a little bit of a scheduling conflict. ABC had something more important to broadcast in the mid-afternoon time slot. In terms of sports, there's nothing going on in the beginning of May that's more important than the NBA playoffs. But ABC, they thought Formula One racing was more important than the NBA playoffs. Excuse me? Come again? Formula One racing? Who in the hell watches that garbage? What the hell is Formula One racing? Is that minor league NASCAR? Something called the Miami Grand Prix in Formula Uno drew 3.1 million viewers on ABC. Basically, they made the wrong decision. But it just goes to show you how far the NBA has fallen. 10 years ago, could you imagine ABC choosing Formula Uno over the NBA playoffs? I mean, I'm used to networks bumping the WNBA for just about anything else. Hell, ESPN will bump the WNBA to broadcast elite bowlers trying on new pairs of bowling shoes. But I'm not used to seeing this happen to the NBA. Saturday night was game 1 of the second round between Minnesota and Denver. Anthony Edwards, who the media claims is the next Michael Jordan, the Denver Nuggets, the defending champs. This should be a marquee matchup for the NBA. Good news is, they drew 4.3 million viewers, up 20% compared to last year. Bad news is, they were easily beaten by the Kentucky Derby pre-show. Not the Kentucky Derby, not the actual race. The NBA was easily beaten by the pre-show. Now, I have never watched the Kentucky Derby pre-show. I'm assuming it features a group of men with below average height talking about horses. I can't imagine it's more exciting than the NBA playoffs, but apparently several hundred thousand people thought so. Look. I don't know the answers anymore. I don't know how you bring the casual audience back to the NBA. There has been so much damage done. The perception of this league is so low. I don't know if there are answers. I don't know if there's anything that can be done. Earlier this afternoon, I'm talking to the guy who cleans my pool. He's around my age. He's a huge fan of the NBA. We're talking about Nuggets, T-Wolves, and how aggressively Minnesota has been allowed to defend. Which is fine. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with aggressive defense as long as it's allowed both ways. Naturally, the officiating came up in our conversation. He looked over to me and said, "There's no way you can convince me that this league is not fixed." I cannot tell you how many times I have heard that same accusation this season against the NBA. Officiating in any league, it'll always be criticized, but in other leagues, at least there is some level of consistency. There is no consistency in the officiating in the NBA. There's no consistency from minute to minute, much less game to game. Now, whether or not the NBA is fixed, whether or not the league plays favorites, it really doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is the perception. I was at Game 3 in New Orleans for Pel's Thunder. Now, New Orleans, they had zero chance of winning that series without Zion Williamson, but the officiating in that series was absolutely atrocious. We were sitting near courtside. We were about 10, maybe 15 feet from the court. We were sitting so close that Thunder general manager Sam Presti, he was sitting in the seat directly in front of us. I am watching Lou Dort smothering Brandon Ingram. He's pulling his jersey. His hands are all over him. B.I. goes up for a shot. Lou Dort's hitting him in the arm. No foul ever called. On the other end of the floor, Herb Jones, he's being called for touch fouls. The series, it was officiated that way all four games. Fans of the Denver Nuggets, they are saying the exact same thing right now in their series against Minnesota. Again, whether or not the league is playing favorites, it does not matter. The only thing that matters is the perception. Years ago, I would not give this conspiracy theory a second thought, but today, it's hard to argue against it. Is that affecting ratings in the NBA? When the credibility of your league is being questioned, it's possible that it could be turning people off. I think it's a variety of things, though. The NBA has numerous problems, problems that continue to go unresolved because this league has the worst leadership in sports. But give me your thoughts on this. Ratings for the NBA playoffs down nearly double digits. Do you think this is cause for concern? I think we could see ratings struggle the rest of the postseason. However, I think this could be a transition period for the NBA. With the aging stars out of the picture, this could be the postseason where stars of the future are born. So the league might not see the benefit this year, but this could actually help their ratings in the future. What do you think? Let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. Appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.